Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Through Jesus weekly devotion. On this episode, God, is that you? How can I know? This is what I learned from 1 Samuel 3. So I'm just going to start out by reading y'all a verse. This is John 10, 2 through 5, and it says, "He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep out by name, and he leads them out. And then he brings out his own sheep, and he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." And then if you skip down to verse 11, it says, "I am the good shepherd." This is Jesus speaking. "And the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." And then down in verse 27, he says again, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." So this first part of the verse is talking about what a shepherd and his sheep is like. And then Jesus is saying, "I'm this shepherd. I'm this shepherd that I'm talking about here in this verse." And so I want you to hear again the parts that are very important. It says that the shepherd opens the door and the sheep hear his voice and he calls them by name. And when he brings out the sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. And this verse used to haunt me because I'm like, do I know Jesus's voice? Would I follow a stranger? Because this verse says they will by no means follow a stranger because they don't know his voice. And I thought, will I know the difference between Jesus talking to me or a stranger's voice, my voice, or the voice of Satan trying to trick me? Can I discern between the two, right? And so I used to think to myself, like, God, if you just talked to me like a person, then I would know that it was you and then I would listen to you, right? And then when I read this this lesson in 1 Samuel 3, the whole lesson is about God calling to Samuel for the first time. And Samuel doesn't know his voice, and God is calling to him audibly. He's literally yelling out his name, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel thinks that it's the high priest from another room calling to him because he's never heard God's voice before. And at that moment, I realized, well, it wouldn't matter if God was talking to me like a regular person anyway, if I've never heard his voice and I don't know what it sounds like, right? And so it seems like it would be helpful, but it changes nothing. If I don't know God's voice, then I cannot know if it's him talking to me or if it is an imposter, right? And because that is the way that God talks to us, is through his spirit and not in an audible voice, then the voice is just a voice in our head, right? And every voice in our head sounds the same. We don't know, you know, tonally, the voice in our head sounds the same. And so how do we distinguish if the voice sounds the same as every other voice? How can we tell who is speaking to us? And I got to thinking about, they have all this technology these days, right? They have all of this AI technology, and say that they had technology good enough to call you and pretend that they were your loved one. And they actually did sound exactly like I'm thinking about my daughter. If this girl called me and she was talking to me and she sounded exactly like my daughter, would I know if I talked to her long enough that it wasn't my daughter? And I think I would, because I know my daughter. I know how she says certain words. I know how she phrases things. I know how she would say it to me if she were asking me for a favor, or if she were telling me something, if she would be excited, or if she would be, you know, kind of, you know, down, you know, like I would know, and another person wouldn't know that. So they might sound the way they would sound if they were to tell you something. But then I would be like, okay, my daughter gets way more excited than this. Like when she tells me something like this, she sounds, you know, animated, because that is how she sounds. I can hear it in her voice that she is, you know, excited about this. And I know that she would be that way about this or that. And so I think I would be able to tell if it was her, even if her voice sounded exactly the same, if I talked to her for any length of time. I also think if, you know, someone kidnapped someone that I loved and they had a gun to their heads and I didn't know that my, you know, son had been kidnapped and someone was holding a gun to his head and they were saying, I want you to say these words to your mom. Would he be able to say it in a way that would make me think that doesn't sound like him? I don't think he would say it like that. You know, give me some sort of signal that you know, say a word in a different way or phrase it in a different way or whatever, that I would be able to realize this doesn't sound like him. And I think that I could do that. And so, the voices sound the same, right? In both scenarios, this sounds like my daughter and my son. Their voice sounds like that. But I know the difference. Why? Because I know them. And so I know the things they would say to me. And it's the exact same thing with God. We can know God's voice because we know God himself. And so how do we get to know God that well? That's the question, right? Because we have to know somebody well enough to know what they would say and how they would say it and, you know, all of those things. And so how do we get to know God that well that we would be able to recognize, oh, God would never say that to me. Or God wouldn't tell me to do it in that way. Pretty sure, you know. And so how do we get that way? Well, one way, a very good way, is to read the Bible, because this is God actually talking, especially the red words of Jesus, right? These are Jesus's actual words. But even in the Old Testament, it says the Lord God said over and over and over and over again. So we know that he's actually talking in those situations. And then we also get to see how he handles situations, how he acts and how he reacts, right? And when we start to see those things, we start to get an idea, kind of like you would of a person, their personality, right? You start to see God's traits. You realize, okay, God is loving. God is kind. And so you know that God would not tell you to go and do this thing that's not loving or kind, right? And you also know that God loses his temper sometimes, and you kind of get an idea of when he loses his temper. And so it's just like a person. You start to understand who God is when you read his word. And you kind of realize this is how he would act and react to things, and this is how he would be, right? So that's one good way. Another good way is to pray to him, but don't just talk, listen, right? And this takes practice. I'm going to tell you, this takes practice to listen when, again, you don't know his voice, right? But if you're praying, then you can kind of realize, okay, while I'm praying, this is probably God speaking to me. And then when you are out in the world and you see things happening that you prayed about, you can be like, maybe that is God kind of answering that prayer, right? You can kind of, you know, deduce that from circumstances and things. Also, just paying attention to the things that happen after you have prayed about something, you know, just paying attention, listening to other believers going to church, hearing things that are being said, even, you know, just out in the world in your everyday life, hearing things that might be an answer that God is actually speaking to you, right? So he might speak to you through other people. He might speak to you through circumstances. He may open and close doors. You may have heard that before, how God will open a door that he wants you to go through and close a door. And that just means that he makes it easy for, you know, a certain thing to happen. Or he says, nope, that's not happening. And I don't care how hard you try, you know, and you feel like you're forcing it. And so you're like, okay, maybe this is God telling me to stop this, you know. So these are things that God can do to speak to us. He also just speaks, his spirit will speak to our spirit. And that is just kind of a feeling. And that takes a lot more practice because, again, that's the voice in our head. But the more we do it, just like Samuel, see, Samuel at first was like, thought it was Eli, and he went to Eli, and Eli's like, no, wasn't me, go back to bed, and then he does it again, and finally, the third time, Eli's like, I see what's happening, God is trying to talk to you, go back, next time you hear his voice, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And so that's what he does. And the more times Samuel hears God's voice, the more he recognizes God's voice, right? And so these are the things that will happen to us too. As we pray and we hear him speaking to us and we, you know, question, "God, is that you talking to me?" And then you start to, you know, kind of deduce things and pay attention to your surroundings. You're like, "Yeah, I think that was God talking to me, his spirit actually speaking to me." And so God can talk to us a lot of different ways, and we just need to know him well enough to know how he would, what he would say to us, right? And that way, if we hear something that we think is contrary to his character or, you know, it, what he would say to us, then we know that it's not him. Okay. And so don't worry about it. Don't let that verse haunt you like it did me for so long. Don't worry about it. Just practice. Talk to him like you would talk to a friend. How would you get to know a friend? You know, because if, as soon as you meet a friend, you don't just know them. You don't just know everything about them, right? That's not how it works. And so it's the same thing with God. As soon as we accept him into our life, it's not just automatic. Oh, yes, I know him. I'm going to know his voice and all of this. And it's just so easy. That's not how it works. And so don't be hard on yourself. That this will take time and effort, just like it does with a person. And so just talk to him, listen, pay attention, read his word, study him. You know, if you're wanting to get to know somebody, you pay attention. You're like, "Okay, I see. She likes vanilla ice cream. I got it. Next time we go out, I'll know exactly what kind of ice cream she gets." Then maybe the next time she goes out and she gets something else, and you're like, "Oh, she's an experimenter. That's what she is. She doesn't really like vanilla ice cream like I thought," you know? And so the more time you spend with people, you get to know these things, right? And so obviously that's a silly thing, but this is how we get to know people. We take note of things, we pay attention, and then you can do the same thing with God. You take note of something and you think that you know that. And then as you're reading, you're like, "Wait, that kind of doesn't stand with my thing. Okay, here's what he's like," you know? And so study him, find out who he really is. And it'll take a little bit of time, but you will, with practice, begin to recognize his voice more and more. And so that is what I learned from God calling Samuel. And I hope that that helps you to kind of recognize God's voice, at least learn how to do that. And so that's all we have for this week. If you'd like to read this as a blog post, you can go to livethroughjesus.substack.com. And you can also become a free subscriber there. And you can get every one of these emailed to you if you like to read them instead of listen to them, or if you like to do both. So make sure you subscribe to this channel, Live Through Jesus Weekly Devotions on podcast or YouTube. That way you always get these. And then one other thing, if you do want the lessons, those are paid because they, you know, do take quite a bit more time and study and everything. But those you can also get it at Substack, and you can just become a paid subscriber. And then those will come to you by email also each week as we study a different chapter. And so you can get those. They're $6 a month, or $60 a year. And then you can also get all of the lessons for free on YouTube and podcast at just Live Through Jesus. That's my channel for the lessons. So anyway, that's all I have, and I'll see you back next time. Thanks, and have a good day.